virus. Virus is all day long. You have a virus. Tell your computer so long.
By now, I'm sure most people are aware of the blaster worm, which was doing the rounds last week. If you haven't got the update yet, then it's important to note that the blaster worm only affects Windows NT 4, Windows 2000, Windows XP, and Windows Server 2003. Users of Windows 95, 98, 98 SE, and Millennium are not affected. If you don't have the patch yet, then I urge you to visit www.microsoft.com/security/incident/blast.asp. I'll give you that URL again. That's all the w's.microsoft.com/security/incident/blast.asp. More generally, there are three things you can do to protect your data and protect the data of others. These are, firstly, if you don't have one already, get a virus checker and keep it up to date. There are free virus checkers available. Grisoft, www.grisoft.com. That's www.grisoft.com have a free version of their excellent AVG antivirus checker available. Secondly, get a firewall. Windows XP has one built in. If for whatever reason you don't wish to use it, there are free ones available. I believe Seagate, www.sygate.com. That's all the W's, .sygate.com have a free firewall which you can download and use. And thirdly and finally, run Windows Update. This should be available from your start menu, and I would urge you to do that. It may take a long time, especially if you're on a modem and you haven't done it for some time, but it should patch all known security holes in Windows. As a footnote, some time ago, Jonathan Mosen produced an excellent main menu item on viruses and email, and I would encourage people to listen to that. It is available from our on-demand archives, and the direct link for those people who like such things is allthews.acbradio.org/archives/main-menu, or one word, /mm0536.mp3. Alternatively, just go to the main menu page and use your screen reader's find feature and search for virus.